that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and the sicknesses which the Lord hath laid upon it, For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off, that the waters which came down from above stood, and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed, and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him, and to the men of Israel, We be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. And they said unto him, From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, Wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, We are very far from you, when ye dwell among us? Father fought for you, and adventured his life far, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian. Then the five men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rehob. And they built a city and dwelt therein. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, Come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites, and lodge in it. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me for ever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honour me I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And Jonathan said, Far be it from thee. For if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would not I tell it thee? Did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father. For thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And Joab answered and said, far be it from me, that I should swallow up or destroy. Then he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, if they sin against thee, for there is no man who sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, till he was strong. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shetharboznai, and your companions, the Apharsachites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate, neither is there any to deliver them. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. He hath put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintance are verily estranged from me. Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. Yet he filled their houses with good things. But the counsel of the wicked is far from me. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. They abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. To the chief musician upon Ajaleth Shehar. A Psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave your glory? They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord, and the weapons of his indignation, to destroy the whole land. Nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up, the reeds and flags shall wither. All thy rulers are fled together, they are bound by the archers. All that are found in thee are bound together, which have fled from far. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Listen, O isles, unto me. And hearken, ye people, from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sidon. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. I create the fruit of the lips, Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Make ye mention to the nations. Behold, publish against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country, and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. And all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. And upon Kerioth, and upon Bozra, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. Flee, get you far off, dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. And thou shalt say, Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevailed. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. He that is far off shall die of the pestilence, and he that is near shall fall by the sword, and he that remaineth and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. Man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from the Lord, unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. And furthermore, that ye have sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent. And lo, they came, for whom thou didst wash thyself, paintest thy eyes, and deckest thyself with ornaments. Now let them put away their whoredom, and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them for ever. and the Levites that are gone away far from me when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. And I will sell your sons and your daughters unto the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Ye that put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even for ever. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass, if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard, and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set an hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine fat, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, and led it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who went that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum, and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. But now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest who is